This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Mr. Michael Harrison. He may be a doctor, though. I've known him for a long time. He may have another degree or pedigree beside Mr. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. It's all about talk, news, talk, business. There are a lot of stations that program the conversations that you hear so often. Sometimes people think they're all political, but they aren't. And we find good reason to be optimistic about variety in the future. Meanwhile, Michael's job here as we get started is to take the charts for the week of July 21st to the 25th and give us the overview. Maybe I'll pull a few things out of each of these, Michael, and ask you a question or two. But for now, let's start at number 10.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have comments made by Tony Dungy and Michael Sam. At number 8, the Western drought and California's water shortage. At 7, the New York Police Department chokehold death case. At number 6, the midterm primary races. At number 5, the new Clinton books. At number 4, recent Obamacare rulings. At number 3, child illegal immigration crisis. At number 2, the Flight 17 downing. And number 1, Gaza Strip violence. You want to know about the people?
Yes.
Well, for the people that are being talked about. At number 10, Tony Dungy and Michael Sam. David Perdue and Bob Barr at 9. Eric Garner at 8. John Boehner at 7. 6 is Billary and Hillary. Number 5, Rick Perry. Vladimir Putin at 4. Benjamin Netanyahu at 3. John Kerry at number 2, and number 1, Barack Obama.
All right, Michael, let's do a little digging around here before we expand into the world of the concept versus the reality, the concept of the News Talk Radio world. The reality is that there are a lot of issues on the table. Every week we go through them, find different ones. Sometimes they seem to be the same. And they're, as the name would suggest, dependent on the news. Our conversations are dependent on what's being reported in the news. So the fact that we get our news now from biased sources, one wonders whether we really ever find out what the real news is, because pretty much everything has a spin to it. And so when it comes to things like the number 4 issue this week, the Obamacare rulings, one court said, yep. And the other one said, nope. So the way it's being played on radio and television, it's pretty obvious and pretty predictable what Fox and MSNBC would do with it. But what have you found in listening around to this discussion? Is there any new other than the numbers of what it's going to cost people who are not going to sign up for the Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act? The numbers
it's becoming anecdotal, just to jump in here.
How do you mean?
Anecdotal, people telling their own experiences and then projecting that on everybody else.
So what would be an example of that?
Well, I no longer have the same insurance plan. I've lost my this, or now I'm saving money. In other words, people are applying their own experiences, sometimes in a very informed way, and sometimes in a way that has nothing to do with the Affordable Health Care Act, or just happens to be circumstantial in terms of their relationship with their insurance company or their boss or their job. The point I'm making is it's very complicated and very subjective. The problem, of course, underlying all of this is that we're talking about a gigantic piece of legislation that has so many loopholes and so many pages and so many words to it in a system that had problems called the healthcare system that even the greatest experts can't get their heads around, that we're seeing snapshots, different snapshots, or hearing snapshots on the radio of people's personal experiences.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's your opinion, your experience. That's what we try to elicit from people. How does this story affect you? How does this news, how does the Obamacare the implementation in fact affect you. It's kind of like, if I can turn it around for a second, all these people that want to go on the air and say that gay marriage will ruin the sanctity of marriage, and it ruins, one guy said, it's going to ruin my marriage with my wife. And I said to him, how is some gay couple in Wisconsin getting married going to ruin your life in Massachusetts? Well, it ruins the idea of a man and a woman. I kept saying, why? What has that got to do with you? What do you care?
But you see, that's what I'm talking about. That's anecdotal.
I know it is, yeah.
Maybe, and how do you know how they feel? Maybe their marriage is based upon their mutual belief that union they've entered into together is sacred and based upon a man and a woman.
Swell.
So it feels that the vows that they've taken. I'm postulating and theorizing what could be in their mind.
Yes.
You know, this is all very philosophical. Everybody has their own consciousness and has their own perspective on reality. And then we try to find which areas we all see the same. You know, well, blue in my world looks like this, and my sky is deeper blue. Yours, how do I know that what you see isn't pink in my world is green? We don't know for sure how other people see and feel things. So we try to talk, we try to find common ground, and I guess those aspects of reality, those aspects of perception that we all agree on, we call reality.
Well, we call it the truth.
And if you see it differently, you are insane. You
right.
know?
You're
know
wrong.
Insane or not really the one seeing reality. We don't know. So that's what makes all of this difficult to come to conclusions. But when I say anecdotal, it means, okay, everybody's chiming in with their own point of view. For example, I have employees. I run a business. I'm the publisher of a magazine. I'm publisher of two magazines. I have employees. We have a health care plan. The fact of the matter is that no matter whether I personally or don't personally like Obamacare, as it turns out, I'm saving thousands of dollars a year as an employer because of it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not going to get into a whole thing, but I found that out. I go, oh. Oh, okay. Now, then you say to yourself, all right, this, and this are all really bad about this thing, but, it affects me okay. Should I be against it or should I be for it? Should I put my own interests first or should I put the interests of the country first? And that's, I'm just giving an example of how complicated this all gets.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what we're doing in at this point in terms of talk radio is we're breaking it all down into little bite-sized pieces. Your experience, my experience, this one's experience, and we're talking about that, and then comparing it to the higher, loftier philosophical concepts of what we believe in on an ideological level. But sometimes what we believe in on an ideological level is not exactly the same as what we personally have happened to us on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this case, mm-hmm. I'm saving money because of it.
Yep, so it's good for you.
But is it good for me at this moment? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the way people look at things. How does it affect me? That's why I asked the question the way that I did. All right, we're going to pause, continuing in a matter of moments. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, with the big stories from the charts, the top talk topics of the week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, and we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices, or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, with an overview of the stories this week. His perspective, he appears regularly on a lot of talk radio programs as the spokesperson for the industry, cheerleader, if you will. That's one of the things that I like. Even though we may not all agree on how to do the programs and what we ought to talk about, what we can agree on is that this is a good format to stimulate and to educate and to help people in this country. Whether it was really aimed at that or not, let's get down to brass tacks. It's a business. What we have to do is sell on commercials, products, so that people will support what we're doing. We can pay the hosts, and it becomes a successful commercial venture. And in doing that, sometimes you got to be careful about what you say. More so now, Michael, than ever, probably, don't you think?
I guess so, yeah. Actually, I think we're able to say more now than we might have been able to say 30 years ago.
Really?
But relative to the last 10 years, yeah, definitely it's a little bit thinner ice when you go out and you're controversial or you say something that might offend a particular faction. You always have to be careful about offending sponsors. I mean, that's something that just makes common sense. Mm-hmm. The commercial medium has to be concerned about its advertisers. Now, talk radio is a lot more subjective. What about journalism? What about newspapers that claim to have this boundary between editorial and advertising, but they don't really.
So you wouldn't see in the New York Times an ad for McDonald's on the same page that there was a story or an op-ed piece about McDonald's using old chicken in their chicken McNuggets. That what you say?
I don't think you would. I can't speak on behalf of the New York Times, but I'll bet you if you asked the New York Times what their policy on that would be, they would never admit to that.
They wouldn't. Oh, we don't have a newspaper.
Of course not. We are the New York Times.
All that's fit to eat, we print.
Yes. And, of course, McDonald's, folks, was just an example that had no bearing in reality.
Now, I got into trouble. I was on a station in Peoria, Illinois, and I said something that was critical of McDonald's. And there were four stations in this group, and they had all worked hard for years to get McDonald's on the station. And so the first week that McDonald's is advertising on the stations, I come across with this shot about McDonald's, and it took me off the stations because the McDonald's folks were upset. So that's how it works, folks, in the real world. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with more coming up of the overview of the big stories this week in the News Talk Radio world.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Michael Harrison back again on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. We celebrate the medium, we celebrate the conversation, the thing that makes it interesting. For whatever the reason, Hill and Bill always get people on all sides to make any difference what your political stream is. Hillary and Billary, as sometimes they're called, always lightning rods for conversation. How much do they charge for their speeches? Does Bill Clinton have a mistress? And they seem to, I don't know, sometimes get thin-skinned a little about it, even though they bring it on themselves, one would think, or one would say, because they've asked to be scrutinized. They're in the public eye, right, Michael?
They want to have power over our lives, so screw them. you're talking to me. I'm a First Amendment freak, and I don't mean that specifically against the Clintons. I mean that against anybody in politics. Mm-hmm. You want to have power over life and death, over the population, then you better just be able to take it.
And you wonder why, what it is that would attract somebody to opening him or herself up to that kind of abuse. That's another thing.
Especially when they have so many skeletons in their closet.
Well, that's it. I would love to ask Dr. Joy Brown, who's a very prominent psychologist on the radio, been on for years. I would like to ask her sometime why it is that people expose themselves to, look at Anthony Weiner and what happened in his life. This guy was a boob, and he just kept doing, or getting himself into more problems. And one could say that about Bill Clinton.
Obviously Clinton's got a certain weakness.
Yeah.
With Clinton, it's a weakness of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a public have to decide whether he's such a great politician, such a great statesman, such a great administrator, that it's worth having, a guy with his personal weaknesses, because they don't necessarily affect the process of running the country.
No.
Get balanced again what's good for us. In the case of Weiner, it wasn't like he was a great statesman. Mm. And his weakness tended to also show extremely bad judgment.
Awful judgment.
Whereas Clinton just had poor judgment.
Right. Well, he succumbed to temptation. But when I think you and I have talked about this before, how many of the presidents that were most effective just weren't really very good people, weren't nice people. Richard Nixon, not considered a nice person. LBJ, although not effective, wasn't a nice person. Who would you like to be friends with? Ronald Reagan?
Well, I don't like presidents. I'm radical about this.
Yeah.
I don't like presidents. I don't think presidents are warm and fuzzy people. I think presidents are cold-hearted killers, but sometimes we have to have that in the White House or as a head of state, because sometimes countries have to go to war. A president has to be tough and nasty enough to be able to make a decision on the spot that requires people to die, and then to be able to walk out of that and go into a cocktail party and smile and shake hands and socialize and act like nothing's wrong. We're not talking about normal people. So when we hold them to the same standards of, oh, why are you being so critical of the poor president? He's a nice guy. Or, oh, I like him. He's wonderful. We should be a little bit more of an arm's length emotional distance from our presidents, realizing that they're not cut from the same cloth that we as average folk are, or they wouldn't have been able to get to that position. You can't get to that position, no matter what your public persona is, unless you really are, on a certain level, a cutthroat.
You got to be bloodthirsty.
I believe that.
You do.
And if people understood that, we would not engage in these discussions about our mutual commonwealth, so to speak, on such a naive level about whether somebody's likable or their personality or whether they have an affair. We would approach it in a much more business-like and mature way.
Well, perhaps if we approach government that way with a little focus on maturity and an organization, we'd be better off. More coming up as Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen review the stories and some of the anecdotal things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is located at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. There's some great video if you want to subscribe to, you know, you don't have to really do anything other than go to talkers.com to see, for example, the video of the last Talk Radio conference in New York a month or so ago, some of the participants, some of what they had to say, learning more about the medium itself and what now has become of the former all-radio talk world. Now there are people online who are doing an excellent job running what seems to be a radio station. Walk into the building, it looks like a radio station, feels like a radio station, microphones, equipment, all set to go, but and yet... another example of how we are now open to a different world of getting our information and hearing stories. Here we have this Boston Herald Radio, which you participated in the first year anniversary this week. The Boston Herald is a well-known Boston newspaper. They set up an internet radio station. Whose idea was this in the first place? Do you remember, Michael?
It probably was a collective idea. I have to give a lot of credit to the Boston Herald editor-in-chief, Joe Shaka, who's a really wonderful newspaper man. He's kind of a benign, benevolent, lovable Lou Grant type. And he's like Lou Grant, but nice. Yeah. And he's had this idea of getting the Boston Herald involved in radio for many years. And then, of course, you know, yours truly has been running around saying that radio's newspaper websites are a wonderful platform for radio stations here in the digital era, because the newspaper readers are predisposed to listen to talk radio, particularly. They love news, and they have a lot of traffic, and newspapers have enormous resources to bring to the radio station aspect of their business that today a lot of the corporately owned, debt-ridden radio companies no longer have.
How could it be if we extend that a little bit? A lot of the new owners, names of people that don't make a difference to anybody outside of the business. Larry Wilson is a name that comes to mind. Great operator. Sold out his stations a number of years ago. Now is buying more stations. And others like him that are doing a good mix on their stations of local news and features and conversation and national. So why wouldn't all local newspapers? We have something in my community called the Patch, which is a concept that's been run around the country and it's been quite successful. Why wouldn't they be smart to take local issues, like we have cable. Most communities have cable. They have a local cable access channel in which they do a lot of local stories. Why wouldn't you be smart if you were running a newspaper or you were running an online newspaper to put some kind of talk on it? Talk about the local thing.
Well, it's starting to happen.
The Herald
It's starting to happen, but we're in the very early stages of it. And one of the reasons it hasn't happened more than it already is because they just don't understand and know how to do it.
Yeah.
And, I've been playing a big role in that. My only reason for doing that is because I want to see more opportunities for good radio to continue to live past the 20th century, which is still the century that the current model is based on. If the present-day owners of radio stations don't do it properly and live up to their responsibility to serve the public with something that has value and meaning, thus preserving the institution of radio into this new century, then I'll do everything I can to find a new place for radio to continue to exist where there are the resources and the will and the interest to do it properly.
Well, I'm thinking about that application as you're going through it and how often it is that people come up with ideas and they just don't know how to execute them. This is pretty simple stuff, and because everybody's interested in what's going on in their own backyard, right?
Yeah. The concept is simple. Effectively reporting on what's going on in people's backyards is not simple. Yeah. It takes just as much skill to report on what's going on in a small town, in city hall, local organizations, politicians, etc. It's just as difficult to report on that and analyze that and keep people informed as it is to talk about Benghazi and Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's small town doesn't mean small people.
No.
One of the things that we've lost in this homogenization of America is that we forget that there's a lot going on in the microcosm as well as in the macrocosm. As a matter of fact, a case could be made that the only reality is what's going on in local neighborhoods.
Well,
that everything else is just some kind of an abstract concept.
Yeah. If you look at the headline, the conversation that is domestic, forget about Israel, forget about the Middle East, forget about what's happening in Africa, forget all of that stuff, and just focus on your world. You're not going to have impact on what's going on in Israel. You're not going to have impact on what's going on in France. But you are, if you're in Sunnyvale, California, you're going to have some impact, if you want to have some impact, on what's going on in Sunnyvale, California. So,
and when they start tearing up the road in front of your house because you weren't at the town meeting or you didn't let your vote be heard about how the tax dollars are going to be allocated in terms of road improvement, you're hearing those jackhammers coming in your window.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so you want to do something about it. So it does give you the opportunity. You go back to the old days. You were on the Boston Herald radio station making mention of that. There are some great hosts. The city of Boston is a perfect place for great conversation radio as it was developing in the 60s and 70s and through the 80s especially. We had really dynamic people on the air. They were the model for hosts all over the country. And
absolutely, and I was quoted saying that. And I ruffled a few feathers in terms of AM and FM radio stations, but they can't argue with it. How can you argue with it?
You can't.
So, when you said before, you said something that made me cringe, but, I accepted it. You said I'm a cheerleader for the format. I'm not a cheerleader at all. I am a supporter of the philosophy of having this format. But I'm not a cheerleader for bad radio. I'm not a cheerleader for people that are destroying our industry. And I'm not a cheerleader for anybody who thinks that broadcasting lies or untruths or distortions are somehow worthy of my protection as an influence within the industry.
Okay, so I may have...
So I know you know that, and I know
yeah.
you meant
well. No, but I think I'm listening.
You know what I'm saying.
I do, and I think when I say cheerleader, I mean supporter of this sort of this concept of conversation on the air, because it can be very entertaining, it can be helpful, it can be extraordinarily productive and financially successful if it's done right. And I think
which is why I am also highly critical and actually get angry when I see it misused or being run by people that don't love it and care about it.
Well, that's the point.
Counters get control of something like
that. And that's the problem with
very dangerous.
The big companies are all run by these guys that are being counted. They have no passion. It could be widgets. It could be rakes. You could be selling leaves. Wherever. That's the thing. There are people like you and me who have been in it for a long time and we've loved it. No matter whether we made a lot of money at it or we didn't, it still was something that we are and have been passionate about. So I think that's why I said what I did, because I want to make sure that as much of this stuff survives. Maybe that's self-serving for me, because I want to be on more than 350 radio stations. I'd like to go back to the 500 stations that I was on, or more than that, when you go back 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
You see, with what I'm talking about is 5 years from now, you might be on 500 newspapers.
Yes.
You see, by increasing the number of options that could carry what we call a radio station, a syndicated program such as this or as your daily show would have more places that it could be heard.
Michael Harrison here to stimulate you as the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You understand how it is that we do have the expertise. I want to talk a little about we do now more than what used to be the case, spend time on sports talk radio, and a comment that was made that sort of brought the house down on Tony Dungy, which may have been appropriate under the circumstances. Let's find out what Michael thinks about that as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices? Or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Do you
remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska.
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy on ABVI.
Wrapping up this week's conversation with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, aimed at letting people know who go to the website, talkers.com, or who listen to us here, overview not only the stories, but some of the ancillary things that are going on in the world of conversation radio. And certainly the sports talk radio world has become a very large influence for the right reasons. It's good, entertaining, and I'm amazed at your and other trades focusing on sports talk now. I mean, it is every day that there's a personality. It's like the old days of original talk radio where the hosts of the programs, I mean, let's go back to Joe Pine and some of the ridiculous things he used to say on the radio and television. And, you know, then sort of things got modified a little bit, but there was always somebody around like Joe Pine. Now there seem to be these guys on sports talk radio more than they're on issue-oriented news talk radio.
Yeah, well, if issue-oriented news talk radio had as many personalities as sports talk radio and had the diversity and had the dynamics, it would be healthier today.
So why doesn't it? I guess it might be it's not a rhetorical question. Why aren't we in the same place? What are we doing in the traditional news talk arena that needs to be cleaned up so that we can have the same sort of fun? People want to listen to the radio and have some fun. They want to know what's going on, but they have fun listening to these guys talk about, you know, with the exception maybe of Tony Dungy. I don't know that that's a fun conversation. But there is a lot of real serious conversation that becomes fun.
Well, I think a lot of talk radio today is where a lot of entertainment and media goes through cycles. When scenes become mature, highly corporatized, they start to operate in a defensive posture as opposed to being on an aggressive posture. Because, you know, when there's nothing left to lose, then you get aggressive. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. You know, Chris Christopherson, very, very apt point. So when something becomes successful, it becomes corporatized, and then it becomes narrow, and it becomes constricted, and it becomes imitative and derivative. And that's where a lot of news talk radio is today, whereas sports talk radio is still on the ascent and finding its way, so it's a little more creative. You can be sure they'll ruin it in the next few years.
They've ruined music talk radio.
Just like movies today basically suck. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. When was the last time you saw a great film with great dialogue and a drama and something adult and interesting and that moved you and that sends out a message that changes society? Think about that.
Citizen Kane doesn't. There are no Citizen Kane
novels. The effect of great films. The effect of great music. That we live in an age of real superficial, imitative, shallow stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so,
sorry, this is you know, we're living through the Frankie Avalon era of rock. These are the dark ages. It's going to get better, believe me. It will get
Frankie,
better.
Frankie, are you blaspheming Frankie Avalon? How dare you?
I like Frankie Avalon, but I preferred the Beatles,
really?
You know?
Huh. Really?
When the Beatles came out in 1964, all of a sudden this electric wave of, oh, my gosh, it's
she
a
loves
era.
You, yeah.
But obviously it was different than, you know, Beach
sure was.
Blanket
how many
bingo.
People? How many people know who Frankie Avalon is versus how many people know who Paul McCartney is? I think that story. Then you've made the case in a sense. All right, so we've worked ourselves around here. We've gotten everybody into a sweat with some of the things that Michael. Listen, never for me, only for Michael. I'm just here to make sure that everything goes nice and smoothly.
Don't you take the innocent approach. You're just as guilty as I am. We're going to go down together for this
one. Yes, okay. We're going down together. I'll take equal credit with or equal blame for what has been said here, because this is the way to stimulate people, and there ought to be more. It's very self-serving to say it, but there ought to be more of this kind of conversation. You and I should do a daily radio program.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just telling you what I think. I would be embarrassed to come on any radio show and not answer as honestly and authentically as I can.
Well,
I'm not always right, but at least I think you could tell by the tone of my voice. I'm telling you what I think.
Yeah, that's the idea. So it's all about
news. Saying might not even be good for my business, but I'd rather have the credibility.
There you go. Michael Harrison, credible witness to the stories and what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Some of the musical choices we have to get ourselves jazzed up here as we focus on the legal aspects of some of the big stories this week. Always a pleasure to bring in lawyer Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law. He is somebody that I have trusted for many years. Take sitting it down to the nitty-gritty. I can throw him any question. I don't think I've ever heard you dodge a question of mine. Not that I try to go out of my way to embarrass you, but I have found you not easy to embarrass.
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
That's exactly how it's meant. Although there are some people who could take it the other way, yes.
I was thinking of that.
Right. Number three item this week on the charts, the stories, the big items conversation-wise, according to Talkers Magazine, the immigration situation, the legality of bringing children in here and sending them back and going around in that circle, spending a lot of money. There's got to be a Supreme Court challenge here someplace.
You know, this thing is such a legal mess, and we're really getting not the leadership from the president and Congress that we need. Governor Rick Perry is now saying he's going to send the National Guard to the border there. However, they don't have the authority to do anything other than stand there and look good, although there's some question about whether he could authorize them to have arrest powers. It's a mess, and, you know, certainly certainly this is not the kind of thing that should end up in the Supreme Court. But there are a number of legitimate questions about the enforcement of laws that are on the books and the failure to do so. There's an old cause of action called a writ of mandamus, ordering officials to do what they are required to do. So I'm hoping that this doesn't end up in the Supreme Court, but there could be ample grounds. Of course, one of the reasons I don't want to see it in the Supreme Court is it'll take years to get there. And this is a critical situation. Hopefully, the president's meeting with some of the leaders of the Central American countries will help somewhat, but unfortunately, I'm not very hopeful there.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman interpreting some of the big discussions on News Talk Radio this week. The Obamacare rulings this week. One was thumbs up, the other one was thumbs down, so we're still at ground zero here, it looks like, right?
You know, I got to admit, as a lawyer and
they're all looking at the same words, too. That's what I love about this. They're all looking at the same stuff.
You know, it is fascinating. First of all, let's put it this way. This is not terribly unusual to have. It's one federal district court ruling in one way and another. And what happens is each one sets precedent within their own district. And that is one of the primary instances where the Supreme Court will take jurisdiction on an appeal, is when there are differing positions on the same thing. I got to admit that very, very technically, reading the law, I agree that with the first court that overturned it, saying that it did not provide for the tax benefits that were being given to everyone in regard to that law. Generally, in a situation like this, it was not intended to do this. The intention was to provide these tax benefits, and what usually happens is Congress just does a quick rewrite of the law. Congress doesn't do anything quick right now, and they certainly are not going to do anything to help bolster Obamacare. So it's going to come down to years in the makings. And that's what the Obama administration is doing, is taking advantage of the fact that there will be nothing happening immediately to threaten the existence of the Affordable Care Act under these decisions while it works its way through the courts, which could take at least a year, possibly two, and really give the politicians some time to do something. But most likely they'll put it in the hands of the Supreme Court. And frankly, I think this conservative Supreme Court will have a 5-4 decision that will hurt Obamacare.
All right. The chokehold death case in New York. What kind of liability is this for the police in the city of New York?
Could be big-time liability, because it does appear, you know, everything is on video today. That particular kind of chokehold is something that is not allowed. Now, we can't jump to the conclusion that that caused this man's heart attack. That's a big jump, but still, it was inappropriate force used. A lot's going to depend on whether that can be connected to the man's death, but it's going to be a legal mess. There is going to be some liability, not necessarily to the extent, though, that some people have jumped to the conclusion.
Wow, but the other side of it is that this just gives what we saw under Bloomberg. This is, maybe a moderately political statement, but Bloomberg was, there was so much more efficiency, although I'm surprised Bratton's pretty good, actually the best commissioner that basically big cities have seen, Boston, Los Angeles, New York, twice. So I can't imagine him thinking this is a great idea. What we need to do is bring in Tom Selleck to straighten it all out. Stephen Wiseman.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.